and welcome to the Cycling Matters podcast, your weekly dose of discussions about our love for bike.
Bike.
This podcast is brought to you in cooperation with Ciclo. Hello, I'm Karen.
And I'm Jan.
In this episode, we talk about an issue that has become the center of a few discussions in the local cycling community, non-essential bike rides. Pretty heated discussions. We hope to discuss what should be considered essential and what should be non-essential and therefore skipped altogether. Then we talk about the best practices we can follow when we are out riding our bikes. But before everything else, do subscribe to the Cycling Matters podcast on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast platforms. We release new episodes every Monday. Just search Cycling Matters, tap subscribe or follow, and enjoy the discussion.
All right. Thanks, Karen, for introducing the podcast. Good evening, everyone. In case you missed it, the MMDA bike lanes are still unfinished. So, the other day, nag-post kami na ng month 3 since the road markings were painted on EDSA. Supposedly, magkakaroon ng bollards doon sa along EDSA. But until now, we haven't heard from MMDA about the progress. And, you know, we didn't want to assume that there was no progress at all. So if you have seen any progress along EDSA, maybe meron na dyan, baka meron segments na meron ng bollards, I'm not sure. I haven't ridden the entire EDSA in the past month. So just let us know, di ba? Baka naman meron talagang nagagawa. Other than that, of course, we've had the helmet debate. The great helmet debate was once again revived, I think, a week or two ago. And it's been an ongoing discussion. Are we supposed to require helmets? Are you supposed to wear a helmet in the first place? And of course, a lot of people have different opinions about that. But at least for us in Cycling Matters, we really highly recommend helmets. We all wear helmets in the Cycling Matters team. I've also been saved by a helmet. I've been into several self accidents. So one crash in Audax, one crash outside my garage. And both incidents, na talagang nasave ako ng helmet ko from having like a serious concussion. But we don't think that helmets should be required or that we should be penalizing people for not being able to afford helmets. For one, I think I will acknowledge that there are people na siguro they can afford it, pero hindi pa rin sila bumibili ng helmet just because they think it's not stylish or it looks funny. Please, if you think that way, save your life and do not go into the risk of riding. If you can afford a helmet, please buy a helmet. But I think we should also be concerned about making prohibitive policies that prevent people from riding or getting to work, especially during a pandemic. Sipin natin yung mga tao na di sila makakapagtrabaho just because or makapagtrabaho sila siguro, pero maglalakad sila going to work dahil hindi sila pwedeng magbisikleta hanggang di sila nakakapag-ipon ng pambili ng helmet. So that's just our opinion, at least. But of course, we respect the opinion of other riders. I think one thing that we should take from all of these discussions that are ongoing online is that we should still maintain our respect for each other, despite the diversity of ideas. We all agree that helmet is a safety measure that is important, but requiring it is a different step to take that we must consider very carefully.
Yeah, another thing, like with the helmet debate, I think like just being fixated on cyclists really have to wear helmets is sending the wrong message that cycling in itself is dangerous when it's not supposed to be. It's just that the environment itself is dangerous. So aside from the prohibitive cost for some people, I mean, we shouldn't be like saying that, like, why is it only cyclists? Like, at this rate, it should also be people in cars or pedestrians wearing helmets. But personally, like, for safety. But then another thing is a lack of local bike helmet standards, which aren't really put in place. So that's another thing, like, with the whole helmet.
I mean, for example, they require yung helmets sa mga motorcycle riders. And the requirement specifically states a standard for helmets. And maybe that's something that the government should also look into if they are to stipulate some form of requirement or policy for helmets. We need to define what a helmet should be, what kind of quality it should have before we require it. Because if we're just going to say, no, oh, just wear something on your head, whether that be a helmet that's just a layer of PVC plastic na walang styro, then it will be legal. It will be seen as safe, even if it's not safe. Diba? So you have to make sure that what we are requiring people is actually safe for them. But then, may ending article tayong shinare sa page natin, diba, na the helmet manufacturer Giro, the helmet brand Giro, went out and said na their helmets are not designed to take the impact from cars because there are too many factors, different speeds from cars. So in the end, you know, helmet is still very helpful, especially for self accidents, diba, yung malaglag ka lang, diba? But like, we still need to go many steps further in making sure that our roads are safe in the first place.
Definitely.
Yeah, and well, that's not necessarily within our reach, diba? We need the help of government to make that happen. But we can also speak out about it. But of course, we can now talk about the other thing that I feel like not a lot of people missed, which is the great debate about group rides that have started to become problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're gonna start yung GCQ. We're in the GCQ now, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and magkakaroon ng hybrid. Okay, so nagkaroon ng user quarantine. And people started biking because na pwede na ulit bike for exercise. But we've been seeing posts online where huge groups of people were riding together. And that sparked an entire debate that about the fact that should we be riding at all during this time?
Oh, yeah. So what we want to discuss today is you want to differentiate what an essential bike ride from what's non-essential, because we still think that like there are cases where it's okay to ride outside, but then yeah, there are other cases which we're going to talk about where we think like, you know, there's still a pandemic going on and we have to do whatever it is to make ourselves safe. So I'll start with talking about like what we think count as essential bike rides. So first off is bike commutes to and from work, because I mean, cycling is still a really good way to get to work during the pandemic. You're not in contact with anyone. It's just a single person on a bike, and it's also a way to get exercise, to be healthy. Yeah, the risk of transmission is lower. You're not crammed into a tight enclosed space like you're cycling in the outdoor air, and you're not forced to crowd in a line.
Yeah, so it's unfortunate, though. I say we're supposed to have many options, right? Ideally, we would still have public transport to an extent, but
yeah,
unfortunately, yung mga employees ng MRT, diba, a lot of them got infected with the virus, and then we have this whole problem going on with availability of buses, and jeepneys aren't allowed to ply the roads and earn a living. So a lot of people, the only choice nila is to really ride their bikes to get to work, to make important trips. And I think that's something that we should support and we should protect.
Yeah, so another essential bike ride reason would be getting food and basic necessities or going on necessary errands. Because, I mean, for example, for the workforce, sometimes it's not only, or even for non-work, people who aren't working, it's not only like work that you need to get to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to buy groceries, you have to buy medicines, go on necessary errands. So we think it's also okay to use your bike to get outside. Because I mean, for instance, not everyone owns a car. So of course, like, and cycling is still more efficient than walking all the way to your local grocery. For instance, the other week I rode my bike to the bank for business errands. So, yeah, you, John, do you ride your bike to?
I've been riding my bike to get groceries din nga. Minsan kasi dyan sa Pioneer Center ako pupunta ganun. or if even if I have to get something from LBC, you know, and really necessary things that I need for to be able to work here at home, or you know, food is very important. So
yeah, and another reason for like essential bike rides would be seeking medical attention, like needing to go to the doctor. Although hopefully, like you're able to ride, like it's not an injury, a physical injury. But for example, like you need to you're having some other health problems where you can actually go to ride your bike to the doctor. Of course, like making sure you have a mask and you're clean and stuff. And the last reason for on essential bike rides would be exercise. And this can be a little bit contentious with other people, but then we still believe that exercise is something essential, because right now we're in the middle of a pandemic and it's really important to stay healthy and like not just keeping clean, but also making sure our immune systems are strong enough. And being sedentary like really could actually like weaken your immune system. I mean, personally, at least personally, like when I stopped cycling for a while, like I really felt it. I really felt the drop of energy, and usually when I stop exercising for long periods of time, I usually get sicker. So it's our responsibility to try to stay as healthy as possible. And I think exercising and even like riding outdoors is fine. But of course, there are certain conditions that we want to talk about, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So just a recap, though, I think any mga essential bike rides. What are the things we consider essential bike rides? Number one, bike commute to and from work. Number two, getting food and basic necessities or running necessary errands. Number three is seeking medical attention, and number four is to get exercise. But of course, all these four essential bike rides. Four things we consider essential bike rides require the proper safety precautions. Hindi natin sinasabi na hindi na kailangan isipin how you're going to ride. Of course, you have to be responsible and make sure that you're wearing a mask and not just a cloth mask, a regular cloth mask. Personally, I've been wearing a surgical mask. Some people are able to wear an N95 mask. Yeah. So, you can search online what the proper mask is that you should use for to prevent being infected from COVID. Other than that, of course, it's very important to practice social distancing. When you're just walking or standing, I think the social distancing social distance is around 1 to 2 meters, right? 2 meters yung talagang safe. I saw those videos kasi na parang they're saying na talagang 2 meters yung better. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to riding your bicycle, social distance becomes a bit wider because lumilipad yung pawis, lumilipad yung, well, yung laway dapat hindi naman da. Lumilipad yung laway while riding. But, diba, these things should still be considered when you're doing these essential bike rides. But of course, what are the types of rides that we should think twice about? No. This is where the debate kind of starts. And actually, some of these things should not be debatable, right? But of course, we recognize that it's a discussion that needs to happen between different people. And I think first one that should be reconsidered is rides that are risky and rides that could possibly further stress our medical resources. So this week, we had announcements from Makati Medical Center and St. Luke's PGC. St. Luke's PGC announcing that wala na silang capacity for COVID-19 patients. And if we get into some those kinds of rides that put us in a kind of risk na kailangan nating ma-hospital, we'll be adding to that burden for the hospitals, diba? Another thing is, if you get into an accident and you have to call for an ambulance, sobrang hirap ata makakuha ng ambulance right now, especially with the traffic, since our traffic has become like post-normal. Parang sobrang mas malala yung traffic right now. So this includes longer rides that are beyond our fitness levels or current ability. Please, I don't think it's proper for us to go to long rides in mountains like Antipolo or say Sierra Madre, di ba? Yung mga rides na sobrang risky talaga, you're going to climb a mountain and then descend it. And then especially right now during the rainy season, you have to consider the fact that mas madulas yung mga kalsada natin pag umulan. So I think it's something we should avoid, going on long rides, especially if we aren't fit enough. I personally, I was so tempted to go on a long ride last Saturday, pero naalala ko na, wait lang, humina ako over the past 4 months na nag-ECQ, GCQ. So, hindi ako pwedeng, kahit sabihin ko mag-exercise ako, gusto ko magpalakas ulit, aakit ako ng Sierra Madre, hindi ko siya ginawa. Kasi, just the idea na, baka madisgasya ako, is just a huge risk. And another thing that we should consider is going on dangerous routes, especially in the rain. So, kung mahilig tayo mag-gravel riding or mountain riding, mountain biking, di ba? Medyo malaki yung risk kung magbabike ka on a trail during the rainy season.
Yeah.
Another thing that we should reconsider, another type of riding that we should consider is rides that are in crowded areas. And ito medyo contentious to kasi some people, honestly, I've asked some of them na some people just go to a place and don't expect a lot of people to be there. Although medyo interesting yung case nung sa CCP, di ba? Kasi talagang public place yun na maraming pinupuntahan. But always try to remember that people tend to crowd in certain places because they feel safe. And medyo unti lang kasi yung mga public spaces natin in Metro Manila, di ba?
Yeah,
so, ang tendency talaga is when some people want to go out, it's either you go to a mall, which is not safe at this time, or to a park. And some people ended up crowding in public areas. But if we do know na, di ba, na alam natin guarded area yun, maybe it's important to, ano, to consider na wag na mag-ride dun. Go for a more isolated route. You can try checking the Strava heat map. So Strava has a global heat map that shows the different that shows the entire map. You can zoom into Metro Manila if you live in Metro Manila. You can zoom into your location and see kung saan yung mga roads na maraming nagbibisikleta. I checked it out and sadly, yung mga less frequented roads are the ones in villages. But you know, pwede mo naman tignan talaga kung ano doon yung mga public roads na pwede mong daanan na hindi masyadong crowded. But of course,
For that Strava heat map, it's not only for premium subscribers, right? It can be accessed by anyone?
I think so, but I'm not sure. This is not a promotion though. Merong 1 month or 2 month free trial ata ngayon yung Strava Premium. So, diba? Try to check it out. I think kung talagang kailangan mo mag-ride and you want to look for a place na hindi masyadong crowded, yung Strava Premium is a good investment towards finding an isolated route. But that's just me. That's not a sponsored idea. And of course, one thing we should also avoid is riding with crowds or group rides, basically. I think at most, we should be riding with just two people. And kung dalawa kayo magra-ride, para lang may kasama ka. And if merong mangyaring untoward incident, then meron kang kasama to help you. But then again, even if you're riding with one person, you still need to make sure you're social distancing. But you know, group rides with more than two people at this point, at this given point, where we already have, ano na ba yung latest count natin ng COVID cases?
Well, definitely more than 50,000.
Yeah, so I think today's count is at around, ano na, 58,850. So just a few weeks ago, we were rejoicing for not reaching 40,000, but here we are at 58,000. So it's getting worse, and we don't want to add to that and make things worse for everyone. One thing that we also reminded people in our post is, if you think you're healthy and hindi mo mahahawa yung ibang tao, possible pa rin na you're passing on the virus. Because if you could be asymptomatic, pwedeng wala kang sintomas. dala mo yung virus pero napapasa mo siya sa ibang tao.
Right. Okay, I think we can read some of the comments that we have in our live episode. So, si Mark Laksamana says that if we're requiring it, then we have local helmet manufacturers that can help make things more affordable for everyone. So, yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm not sure if there are any. Maybe we can look into that. But I think importation costs add to that, to that cost. The last time I checked, parang pinakamura na helmet nakita ko 600 eh. Malaki pa rin yun for some people.
Yeah, I mean, for some people, like, the bike in itself is already a sizable amount of money for them. So what for the other accessories? Si Gabrielle Arin says, I ride alone and I hate group riding.
That's interesting. So, si Gabrielle, have you never had gone into a group ride? What do you hate about group riding? First time ko marinig again.
But it's okay to each his or her own.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, I've also heard of people like who they don't really feel comfortable in a group, like they just prefer going alone, and that's fine. Like,
yeah.
So si Jason Villas has confirmed the 58,000 na active cases. And Terry Dilag says, just stay home if it's not important. Yeah.
I mean, I think one thing na a lot of people have repeated online is if you want to keep riding in the future, use that as your motivation to stay indoors right now. Diba? Kung gusto mo pang mag-ODAX, mag-long ride, mag-group ride with your friends in the future, the best way to do that is to stay alive now and to stay at home and avoid doing non-essential rides.
Si Jason says, on the topic of your Strava heat map, segments yung meron sa Strava, iba pa ba yun?
Iba pa yun. Sa desktop mo siya pala ma-access, wala siya sa mobile, so... you have to log in sa browser sa strava.com.
Ayan, si Mark says, si Chi pa lang so far nakaka-ride ko. So,
yeah, so pasok pa sa 2.
Yeah. So, I mean, very small group. As in,
and I remember Mark's ride with Chi is Chi teaching him how to ride the bike, right?
Yeah, so it's nice that you learn, you know, na how, Mark. Yay!
Yeah, congrats, Mark.
Gabrielle says it says na it's either maging pabigat ako or sila ang pabigat. Oh.
Okay, oh, hintayan, no? Okay, kung sino mas mabilis. All right. Thanks for sending your comments. Just keep sending them and we'll read them later.
And so I guess going into our second segment, we're going to be talking about like so should we consider exercise essential in the first place. And I already hinted at it earlier. And I think we think, yes, like cycling is actually the most accessible exercise for some people. And not everyone has the option of riding indoors. Personally, like the two of us, like we have the option, we have indoor trainers, although Jan doesn't like using it.
But I have it. Yes.
I guess like you feel like a hamster sometimes. But not everyone has an indoor trainer because indoor trainers, they're pretty pricey. Like even the entry-level ones are already, I found them pricey, which is why I didn't buy one for so long. And the thing is like, exercise is essential because people have comorbid factors and associated illnesses. So for example, me, like I have several illnesses or I have several conditions. Like I have this thing called premenstrual dysphoric disorder, which is a debilitating form of PMS, which I get every month. I also have gastritis and I have like allergic rhinitis. So these factors like increase our risk for getting sick. So I'm actually, I think I'm considerably a little bit on the high risk side, but then making sure like that we're fit enough will like really help increase our immune systems to help, you know, boost them. So yeah, like personally, it's very important for me to exercise so that, yeah, I really feel the difference. Like, I don't, like, when I do exercise, like, if I do get sick, like, I don't, it's not as bad, or it's very, like, light lang. So,
mm-hmm.
and, like, it's not just, so, yeah, it's not just COVID that we're thinking about. Like, it's also, like, worsening, like, those comorbid factors and further burdening our medical facilities, which are really, like, at the brink na. Yeah, so, do you know any people, Jan, who have, like, these other illnesses, or
cause I won't name drop them. But yeah, you know, friends who are, you know, friends who are like, who have high blood pressure, or like or yeah, those things that they really need to maintain their health. It's dangerous for them to just keep staying indoors, because that means that, lalo na if you're working from home, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kain lang ng kain habang parang experience ko na to. I just keep eating. 4 months ka lang kumakain sa loob, wala kang exercise. Eh, actually, ako yung isang example, like, sobrang I gained a lot of weight. And I'm starting to feel the effects of, ano, of that. And, you know, kaya ako nag-start riding ulit nung nagka-GCQ na.
Yeah, so another thing, like, with cycling, it really helps your mental health, and mental health is related with, like, with immunity. I personally really feel this. Sometimes, like, I really need to just do, like, a solo ride. Luckily I live in a village, so it's easy to just ride out, and it does help, like, clear my head and make me feel better, because mental health affects physical health. Like, for example, like, if you're an anxious person, like, personally, my anxiety is related to my gastritis. Like, my gastritis acts up when I'm very anxious. So, cycling personally really helps me. It personally helps me, like, manage it. So, because if I start getting gastritis, like, it can affect my premenstrual disorder, and then wala na. So, mental health is really important. And cycling outdoors, you have, like, nature, well, whatever nature we have in Metro Manila, just being outside. Yeah, but,
you know, to add to that, there's an article na nakita, saying that the next health crisis after the COVID-19 pandemic is a suicide crisis, or and they're basically saying that just because people were stuck indoors for so long, it's worsened people's mental health. And I can also attest to the fact that riding, even just, you know, riding a 5-kilometer ride for an errand has helped me, you know, recover and, like, parang be ready for a day's work. Kasi nung buong ECQ na 3 months yung ECQ, di ba? Or 2 months ba? I don't even know the time anymore. But, like, that entire time, it was so hard because gising ako ng 8 a.m., mag-work ako, tapos matatapos ako mag-work. Dahil nasa bahay lang ako, nag-work lang ako hanggang mga, midnight, ganyan. And then tuloy-tuloy yung cycle na yun, it really wasn't good for my mental health. So that's why it's also important.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, wait, I had a point, but I forgot it. No, don't apologize. Oh, right. I remember reading this article, and quarantine fatigue is really real.
Yeah.
Like, but then, so I think cycling is a pretty good, and as long as it's done properly, a safe way to help, you know, clear people's head, get some exercise, and the like. Okay, you can read, we have some more comments about health and cycling. So, see, Phil Justin Torres says, without a COVID cure, our first line of defense is our health and immune system, which we can improve with exercise. Definitely.
Yeah,
that's really one. Because if you think about it, like, sometimes you feel so powerless. You're just at home. Like, what can I do to, like, help? And I think a really good way is to, you know, stay healthy. One way of staying healthy is to get regular exercise. It doesn't have to be all out naman. It can just be making sure you get physical activity of some sort. The Ange, I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
Yeah.
Says, biking helps free up your mind and feel empowered. That's right. take extra safety precautions lang talaga sa pagbike, lalo na bike tour. That's right. Definitely. Have to take extra safety precautions, like, for, sorry, for safety. Right. Safety precautions for safety.
Okay. See, ano naman, si RNR Julieza says, we need to exercise to boost our immune system. Health as well, guys.
Tama.
That's right. Si Terry Dilag, sabi niya, my kids are feeling the stress. Ang hirap ipaliwanag sa kanila na parang tatagal pa ito. Parang ang hirap i-explain yung gravity of the situation to children. Especially parang, as a child, parang mas matagal ang oras, di ba? Parang right. Months feel like years. So, interesting nga yun, a problem. And Mark Lester Laksamara says, agree with exercise should be essential then. I have asthma and immune compromised. Staying locked up at home actually just makes me more anxious, which kind of makes me feel I have COVID symptoms, even if I don't. The morning bike rides for the past week parang have really helped my asthma and mental health then. That's good. Tamang-tama pala na natuto ka magbike, Mark. Congrats talaga. Mark also adds, don't forget to disinfect your bikes, please. And of course, there's King Philart. Sino ba yun? King Philart says that there are also other indoor exercises that you can do even without a trainer or a bike. Yeah, I think in our previous, one of our previous episodes, we talked about the Nike training app. Diba? That's one of the ways you can do that. But also, we have something for you guys in the near future.
We're working on some fitness.
You're working
content.
On something. Yeah. So we're working on something to keep you indoors.
Yes. I mean, we hope you're staying indoors, but like for you to stay motivated while you're indoors. Wait, may pahabol pa na comment.
Si Jason.
Natuto ako ang mamalengke ng nakabisikleta at hindi nakakotse dahil sa COVID-19 pandemic. It significantly improved my spatial awareness. I agree. It really does improve your spatial awareness, because all of your senses are really engaged.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, like when you're driving a car, you really have to be aware of the road. But then, because you're enclosed, like in a vehicle. But then, when you're cycling, like you can smell, see, sometimes taste. But not in a good
way. I think one thing we should say also is thank you, Jason, for choosing to ride your bike.
Yes.
To go to the market instead of riding your car. Sobrang, I think you've helped people without knowing. And that's something that we want a lot of people to try, no? Na talagang, instead of taking your car to short trips, try riding your bike.
Definitely. I mean, that's a good like thing for bikes, because we get naman like cars for like really long distances. But then there are a lot of errands that can actually be done on a on a bike, and it's not only going to be good for everyone else, but also for you, like getting a bit of exercise. And I mean, diba sometimes like establishments charge parking fees, so
yeah,
most of the time it's free bike parking naman. May mga pahabol pa, nice na comments. Si Vince Buera says, agree on doing solo rides. Been seeing big group rides in my usual route and try to avoid the big groups. That's good. Nice one, Vince. Si Terry Dilag says, nagde-deliver ako ng manok na nakabike. Wow!
Okay.
Express delivery.
Express delivery daw.
Cool! Wow! Like,
may plug tayo. Kung sa'yo ng manok na dine-deliver ng cyclist, nandiyan si Terry Dilag.
It's funny because like, when I first read it, I was like, live the manok? Like, how do you keep the
nga, no? Luto ba? Or buhay? Kung naka-box, kaya, di ba? Oh.
Si Vianj says, hindi ba mahirap sa parking ng bike?
Okay. It depends on the place, yeah.
Legitimate concern, but we do have an article on our website at cyclingmatters.ph on locking your bike without going insane. Jan wrote it.
Yes. Check na lang sa cyclingmatters.ph. Alright. So, na-recap natin yung ibang mga comments. Frozen daw yung chick, yung manok na dinedeliver ni Terry. Thank you. Buhay. Ano pala, pang sabong pala.
Nice.
Alright. So, just to recap, no? And also to be to help our friends as a reminder, what are the best practices that we should keep in mind when riding outside for essential trips? Number one, make sure to ride solo or ride with just one or two people whom you could practice social distancing with. Riding with two people is fun. I think something that you can try out also is riding alone. It can be fun as well. One experience that I can share is that there was this time when I rode from Manila to Zambales with Brian. So dalawa kami. And then I wanted to go further kasi medyo ano ako noon, parang bakasyon. So from Zambales, nag-ride ako alone going to 100 Islands. So sobrang gandang experience yun, just being alone and then allowing yourself to have that time to think about, you know, process what's happening. But of course, we're not telling you to ride from Manila to Zambales or Zambales to Pangasinan. Keep your solo rides within a safe distance, within an area that is safe and a route that is safe and predictable. If it's raining, it might still be risky nga to ride solo if malakas yung ulan.
Yeah, actually, I personally love solo rides just around the metro because I'm not very advanced with cycling. I haven't even done my 100K yet. Sorry, I will work on that. So, but personally, I like riding around the metro alone. Sometimes I just ride wherever my legs take me. So I did that a few weeks ago, but very short distance. I just went from Makati to Mandaluyong and back. But personally, it's fun. Like, it's fun. But of course, like you're in a state of flow, but then you still pay attention to the road. I personally find it fun and enjoyable. Like, helps clear your head.
Maganda nga rin yung sinabi ni... Ay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I'll just add that. It's nice exploring the city like by yourself on a bike. And the good thing about that is that you know that there are establishments nearby in case you need anything.
Yes. Like in my head, grab.
Like in my head, I'm just like, okay, if anything happens to me, but I hope not. I mean, hospitals are nearby, but then I really try to avoid getting disgraced. You were saying, sorry.
Sabi ko, maganda rin yung sinabi ni Gabrielle na she doesn't. I'm not sure. They don't like riding alone dahil, di ba, hindi ka pabigat or hindi sila pabigat sa'yo. So, riding alone, nasa sa'yo talaga kung saan ka pupunta, your own pace. Kung gusto mo bumagal, kung gusto mo tumigil, or kung gusto mo mag-selfie, walang mag-judge sa'yo, bahala ka sa sarili mo. So, yeah, may fun pa rin yung solo riding. I think the next thing, and then the next best practice we want to share with our listeners and our viewers is that we should always wear a mask and wear it properly over your nose and your mouth. Keep it on as much as possible. So we're not saying keep it on while drinking water. but you know, siguro may times sa kailangan mong huminga talaga, keep it parang pwede mo tanggalin for a few seconds, like pabilis lang, and put it back on. Diba? You still don't know, even if you're social distancing or if you're on the road, you're still not sure what kind of contaminants are crossing your way, especially now that there's parang pinag-uusapan nila kung airborne ba talaga yung COVID, di ba? So kung nagkataong totoo yun, then mas malaki yung problema natin. Another best practice is to avoid places with a lot of people. Very straightforward, di ba? If you wanna ride easier and not have a hard time doing social distancing while riding, then ride in a place that has less people, or right? Kung kaya na walang masyadong tao, better. The next point is to skip group rides and skip meals and coffee stops. So, mayroon tayong tendency kahit na mag-isa tayo or dalawa tayo, or dalawa kayong magkasama na, oh, tara, kape muna tayo or merienda tayo. I think it's very important to skip those and just go straight home. If we're riding for exercise, keep it at exercise and then straight home to go eat or to refresh. to have some refreshments. If you're riding for, if you're commuting to and from work, it also applies. Going into restaurants or coffee shops, even if they're open and even if the law allows us right now to go there, is still a huge risk. And you know, if you're talking about exercise, just do exercise and then go back home. And lastly, one more best practice for riding outside is to ride sensible distances and routes. And by sensible, wag masyadong malayo from your house. Wag siguro kung taga Metro Manila tayo, wag na tayong lumabas papunta ng probinsya para lang mag-ride ng exercise. Although this can be a bit tricky for people who live, for example, in Bulacan and work in Ortigas. I also saw some friends that I'm following on Strava na nagko-commute siya from Laguna to Pasig. So, mayroon ganong cases. Yes, but yun, talagang essential yun kasi it's for work. But if you're riding for exercise, be very conscious and careful with the distance and the route that you're taking.
Yeah, so we just have another comment from Jason Villeza. True, first time ko kagabi mag-isa lang akong uuwi ng gabi. Kaya naghanap ako ng luto na safe para sa solo ride at iwas traffic. Wala lang light post dahil sa tabi ito ng TNR. Buti na lang may baon akong ilaw. Yes, very important if you feel like you're gonna ride into the night, have lights. Important
for you. Leona Castillejo also says, I beg to disagree. Wearing masks is not advisable while cycling. Nahihirapan huminga yung biker and lalong mababasa yung mask. Dito lang sa Pilipinas nire-require mag-mask mga cyclists. That is a valid point. Yes. And ewan ko eh, parang at this point it's really just a safety precaution, di ba? Of course, yung one thing that someone said on online na nakita ko sa comment section, if you can't ride with a mask, then maybe you shouldn't be riding, di ba? Or it's something that you have to get used to. So it's very relative. If you think that hindi mo kaya mag-ride ng mask din, but you still need to ride, it will help to take breaks, di ba? Tigil ka muna kung hindi ka makahinga. Huwag nating pipilitin. But yeah, we have to work within the bounds of what is required right now in the Philippines. So, yun, magma-mask tayo. Just as a safety precaution.
And riding a mask... Yeah. Ah, sorry. Riding with a mask is okay for moderate exertions. I mean, personally, when I've ridden out, I'm okay. Like, I just make sure to pace myself. I never go hard.
Yeah, it makes sense din naman, eh, no? Parang, siguro kung magra-ride ka to Antipolo or to Sierra Madre, you know, ka-climb ka, talagang mahihirapan kang, talagang hindi ka makakahing, mahirapan ko huminga. So, if you know na your route is too tough for you to breathe comfortably, then, you know, it's time to reconsider if that ride is essential. See, Karen Silva is here. Hi, Karen. She says, while biking, I use my balaclava as my mask because it is quite difficult to use a real mask. Yeah, that's an option that I see. Actually, mas marami akong nakikita ng nakabalaclava right now. Although, wala akong balaclava, sir. Naka-surgical mask ako yun. Kulay blue.
I wanted to get one before, but then, wala, I didn't get one in time. But I do have my own masks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you just want to give some last minute reminders for you guys. So first of all, like, I think it's really important that, you know, we have to assume that we're all infected and can transmit the virus. That's one thing we have to remember when we're, you know, going out, riding outside. So act like you're infected and can transmit the virus. So wear a mask. It's for your own safety and also for the safety of other people, and practice social distancing.
And also, of course, riding outside during this pandemic means that we should take responsibility. We should ride responsibly in terms of behavior. Of course, we know that we should be following the traffic lights and, you know, making sure we're being considerate of other road users. But also, taking responsibility means taking responsibility for our own health and for how we might affect the health of others around us. Sabi ni Karen nga, diba, act as if you're infected. Also, act as if other people around you are infected. it's not a, you know, it's not to discriminate people. It's just to make sure that we're all mindful and keeping ourselves and each other safe para in the future, hopefully in the near future, kahit na unlikely, makapag-ride ulit tayo in groups, makapag-ride ulit tayo ng malayo. But until then, until we're in a pandemic that's worsening, let's try to be on the safe side.
Okay, so we have some follow-up comments. R&R, Leza says, I suggest when you want to ride your bike for exercise, do intervals near your home. Yeah, that's a good idea. As long as, like, because at least, like, if you feel tired all of a sudden, it's easy to ride back.
Jason Villesa also says, wag lang siguro yung N95 masks and other cartridge-equipped masks. Okay na yung scarf or balaclava, then change to surgical or other mask when walking or done cycling. Sabi rin yan ni, ano, ni Karen's Crisostomo kanina, when I reach my destination, I put on my real mask. Oh, I agree. Pwede nga yan. Kasi yung N95 talagang parang masasuck in mo yung mask sa sobrang tight niya eh. And mahirap mag-ride with an N95 mask. So, yeah, multiple masks also make sense while riding balaclava, and then when you get to your office or to the market or wherever, wear a safer mask like surgical or N95 mask or what have you. You want to read the rest, Karen?
See Michael Sieb. Hmm? Says, I wear a mask if I'm with the group, but not on a solo ride, especially if I'm in the trail or mountain.
Well, we hope you're riding on a trail that's near your home. But yeah, that makes sense if you're wala namang tao, diba? I think that's okay.
But yeah, priorities for safety. So
yeah.
But generally we recommend like just wearing a mask or yeah. See Miss Val from Hello. Kami nag-night ride lang pag Saturday, at least 30 kilometers. Exercise lang, hanggang 6 katao lang sa group, at syempre may social distancing pa din. Ingat lang talaga, mabuti.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not sure lang, Ms. Val, kung hanggang 6 ay pwede. I remember one of the announcements of the IATF said na kung groups hanggang 5 lang. So maybe you should check if that's allowed. Yeah,
but generally we recommend like the lesser the better, but
lesser people the better.
But nice that you guys nagkaray kayo, nakita ko nga eh, so yeah, it's still important to get exercise.
Yeah
and also like we're giving these comments and insights assuming the current quarantine rules, so you know things might change over the next days. I mean, we're supposed to have an announcement, I think, today regarding what the new quarantine will be like. Is that right?
I'm not sure anymore at this point. We all masyadong tuned in to the news that I'm trapped here working at home.
Yes, all same. But yeah, we're just, so of course, like just take note of like what the news will say, and safety and health like are always first.
Let's all stay safe.
Yes. Stay safe, and hopefully like sometime in the future we can ride out again with our friends and not have to think about this
with you, maybe our followers.
But in the meantime, like let's do what we can to be safe and to help our healthcare system. They're doing such hard work to keep us all alive. So yeah, that ends our live episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, do subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you can find podcasts. Our episodes are the next best thing to riding your bike on a Monday. Just search Cycling Matters on your favorite podcast platform while brewing your morning coffee or tea. Put on some earphones and enjoy the discussion. You can catch more of us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll catch you on the next episode of the Cycling Matters podcast. Until then, stay safe and ride safe, Philippines. Good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.